Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, Max Biesenthal, Senior Vice President of Ministry Support for Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Max, welcome back to His Time.
Good morning.
It's good to have you in studio. We always have a good time when you come over to visit and talk about
fun.
Lutheran Church Extension Fund. And I love talking about LCEF. Tell us, for our listeners who might not be familiar with LCEF, which I don't know how is possible, but give us a brief history of LCEF.
Well, way back there, beginning of the 20th century, LCEF kind of had its roots then, although it wasn't called that at that point. It was really kind of the original crowdfunding approach. You know, it was congregations who had resources and saw an opportunity to start another congregation, and so they pooled their resources in order for that additional ministry to take place. And out of those beginnings then developed this entire approach to supporting ministry through investments and loans.
And so that's what LCEF is all about, supporting ministry.
Supporting ministry, absolutely. That's why we exist. And you know, we absolutely want to be financially strong and stable because people who make their investments, they want to know their investments are going to be there for them when they desire them. But what really drives us is the ministry aspect, being partner with the Missouri Synod, being part of moving the kingdom of God forward in whatever way the Spirit directs. We're thrilled to be part of that. We have 28 of the districts are part of LCEF. There are 7 non-LCEF districts. They have their own church extension fund there, and we have great partnerships with them as well. I think what happened, and I don't know this, so I'm kind of using my little believing imagination. I think what happened was there were needs and resources of differing degrees in various parts of the country.
Sure.
So people in maybe Iowa had more resources than people maybe in another part of the country. And so we formed this umbrella organization to more effectively connect the resources to the needs. So that's really what we're about. We're about connecting resources with needs.
What are some of the needs that are met by Lutheran Church Extension Fund?
Well, certainly loans. If a congregation is interested in having a loan, we want to think of ourselves as their primary partner. And, you know, they've got commercial banks that they have access to, and a lot of them will do their due diligence and look at those commercial banks, but we really want to position ourselves as being part of the kingdom extension. And that's why we have extension in our name. Because we want to be part of extending the kingdom.
And why would a congregation take out a loan? By providing loans for congregations, what does that enable a congregation to do?
Certainly to put up additional buildings, to enhance their buildings, to remodel their buildings. And, you know, we always want to remember, too, that buildings are not an end in themselves. They're a means to a greater end. And so a congregation will put up a sanctuary in order to facilitate their ministry. That's why they're called facilities. They facilitate the ministry. So, you know, not only are we giving money for a building, we're giving money for the extension of the kingdom.
The purpose of that building, as you said, is to facilitate ministry. And so supporting that, supporting ministry.
Absolutely. And, you know, on occasion, a congregation will want a loan for it to launch a new ministry of some sort, or to put on an additional staff kind of person, with the understanding that it will pay for itself along the way. But the primary issue is facility related for loans. We also offer all kinds of investments. And, you know, the really cool thing about those investments is when my investment with LCEF, I know where that money is going.
Right.
It's going to some congregation or some ministry somewhere. You know, it's not going to put up a commercial enterprise of any kind, some of which I might not even agree with.
Sure.
You know, so that's the really cool part of the investment. And our rates are certainly competitive and in many ways greater than what commercial rates are. So it's kind of a win-win, win-win-win.
Win-win-win-win. Well, speaking of staff, you mentioned, you know, the congregation may use it to launch a new ministry, to bring on an additional staff to launch a new ministry. Speaking of staff, what is your role at Lutheran Church Extension Fund?
Andy, what a great segue that was. You're smooth. My role is, the area in which I am is called ministry support. So we have loans and investments. And then we have this other side called ministry support. And ministry support is engaged in investing in the health of congregations. So we will help them raise money. We'll help with putting up facilities. Laborers for Christ is is part of us. Capital Funding Services is part of us. We'll help with their strategic planning. We'll help develop their understanding of stewardship and move them forward. We have the architects, who are also part of our umbrella, and they provide a great service. They go into a congregation, give a second set of eyes to proposed plans, and can offer some professional feedback at really no cost to the congregation. So our whole approach is to help put ministry in motion. And it's exciting. I absolutely love doing this, and I wake up every morning and thank God for LCEF and for this position in which I find myself now.
How often do you get to see that those things in action? How often do you get to see a congregation or meet the people in a congregation and who are receiving this type of support?
All the time. I'm probably on the road 40% of the time. So I'm out and about, and I love being out and about. I love sitting in dank church basements with six people as they try to figure out, okay, what is God wanting us to do? How are we going to be the people of God in this particular place? And, you know, the mission of the church remains the same no matter where it is, to go and make disciples. But it's nuanced differently according to locale and context, and it's just wonderful to sit with people as they kind of struggle with what they're hearing the Spirit say to them. And that goes across the country. You know, there are thriving places that their issue is, you know, how do we have enough clarity to take all these resources we have and make them more effective? There are smaller congregations who are just struggling to not only to stay afloat. There are some in that position, but you know, as the community changes around them, how do they best meet the needs of those of that particular community?
Sure. How do they serve their neighbor in where they're given? Where they're placed.
Exactly. Because the gospel has grounding. You know, it's always placed within a context, and sometimes that context changes for people.
And that's the Christian life, I think, is looking at where we've been placed, how we've been given to serve, and what we can do to serve our neighbor, especially to bring the good news of Jesus to our neighbor, to deliver that good news.
Exactly.
Is there a particular overarching theme for ministry support when you talk about the work that you do in ministry support?
In ministry support, we have our... we have our own little internal tagline, and it's called Ministry in Motion. So the whole idea is to help ministry begin to move forward. Actually, our approach is based on 2 Samuel 6, and it's that wonderful part of that whole David narrative. And there are, you know, 17 different anecdotes within that David narrative. And this one is Uzzah, U-Z-Z-A-H. And he is commissioned with moving the Ark of the Covenant up to Jerusalem. And along the way, it starts to fall off the ox cart, and he puts up his hand and touches it. And the King James says he got smote. And so David, all of a sudden, he didn't want the Ark anymore. And he was angry at God, it says. And so he housed the Ark in the home of Obed-Edom, and then Obed-Edom's house was blessed, and then David said he wanted the Ark again. So then they moved to Jerusalem, and so here's David coming before the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, singing and dancing. So you got two guys, Uzzah and David. One gets smote, the other dances. So then you kind of go, okay, what's that about? And in my little head, Uzzah had turned God into a project. It was his job to move God to Jerusalem, and he was going to make sure that it happened. And anytime you turn God into a project or a business or something that you can measure with a bottom line, you're going to get smote, whether it happens in a half second or over the course of a lifetime. David had no such pretensions. He just knew whose he was and who he was in the Lord. And so he sang and danced. And so that's kind of our approach is, helping ministries sing and dance, helping them step into an understanding of exactly whose they are and who they are, and get out of this sense of God is a project that we have to make sure succeeds.
We're talking about Lutheran Church Extension Fund and the work of the ministry support at LCEF with Max Biesenthal, Senior Vice President of Ministry Support at LCEF. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue our conversation. Stick around for more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO.
Finding just the right partner is a blessing when it comes to achieving God's plans. Hi, I'm Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Before taking this position, I worked with LCEF in my home congregation. It was a joy to find a true Lutheran partner that understood our unique needs as we built a school and welcomed new families into our church and community. I hope you experience that joy too. Visit lcef.org to find out how your ministry can become empowered in its kingdom work.
338. Protect yourself and those around you by getting your flu vaccine. It is your best defense against the flu. Annual vaccination against flu is recommended for all people 6 months of age and older, unless they have a condition or medical reason not to get the vaccine. Stay in the game, get vaccinated, and help us tackle the flu.
To find a flu vaccine clinic near you, go to mo.gov and click on the flu vaccine locator. This message is brought to you by the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
Hi, I'm Andy Bates. I invite you to join me weekdays at 10 a.m. for Faith and Family, where we talk with experts and everyday people about topics pertinent to faithful family life. Weekdays at 10 a.m. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news, underwritten by Concordia University, Wisconsin.
The world is the mission field of Worldwide KFUO. We bring the gospel of Christ to all nations. Worldwide KFUO reaches countries where missionaries on the ground can't go. Christ called us to proclaim the gospel to all nations, and that's what we do here every day at Worldwide KFUO. If our mission and worldwide outreach is important to you, would you please prayerfully consider supporting Worldwide KFUO at kfuo.org.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are talking with Max Biesenthal, Senior Vice President of Ministry Support at Lutheran Church Extension Fund. And Max, before we went to break, we were talking about the work of ministry support at LCEF and how ministry support really supports congregations and ministries of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Any stories that you want to share with us this morning? I'm sure you have tons.
Yeah. Do we go till 9 o'clock? I'm out a lot. I'm in congregations. Every time I'm in a congregation, I then include them in my morning praying. So my morning praying, I now have to get up earlier. But I just love it. There are so many wonderful stories. There's one here in Missouri, down in Lake Ozark, Christ the King. And Pastor Leyenbauer, Pastor Morris down there, and we did for them a capital campaign that was hugely successful. And they asked me to come and preach at their groundbreaking, which happened September 7th. So it's just, and it was one of those things where they had red, white, and blue helium balloons, and they let them go, and they all congregated about 500 feet above the air in this red, white, and blue kind of congealing. And, you know, it's just exciting to see congregations that step forward into what God is calling them to do. There's a congregation in Cartersville, Georgia. It's kind of our northwest of Atlanta, and the name is Savior of All. And they are in the process of, we created a new strategic kind of process. We called it Vision Path. It's very affordable, very nimble. They were the first congregation to go through that process. And at that point, they really had no concept of what they wanted to do. I was back there again in August. And now They've got their building plans. They've got a real ministry plan outlined. They're going to use Labors for Christ. We're going to help them raise the money. And in all likelihood, we'll provide the loan for that new approach as well. You know, those are the fun stories. And then, but what I really love, I was in Bethlehem, Milan, Wisconsin, maybe a couple weeks ago. It's way up there. You know, it's halfway twixt Wausau and Eau Claire. So you really can't get there. And there really is no Milan in Milan. You know, there I don't even remember if there's a stop sign. Well, there is a little Lutheran church that's been there for well over 100 years, Pastor Jeff Lambrecht. And it's a little clapboard white church that seats maybe 100, but to get 100 people in, they'd have to really like each other. You know, they'd have to be on top of each other. They had to add a handicap ramp, but the only way they could do it was to have it enter into the chancel. So the handicap person goes up into the chancel in order to get back down into the sanctuary itself. There's exposed wiring. So here are these people, you know, trying to be everything that God has called them to be. Well, we've just completed a campaign for them a couple years ago, and now they've broken ground on a brand new facility that Labors for Christ is going to put up. And so the pastor and I were walking the land, and it was right after a rain. So I'm out there in my suit, and he's out there looking like Milan, Wisconsin, you know. And, oh, the mud we picked up on that. But, you know, those are the great stories.
Out there walking around in the mud in Milan, Wisconsin.
Yes, indeed. And it's wonderful.
Looking at the work that God has placed before this congregation.
It's a big kingdom. Yeah. It's just a big kingdom. And, you know, God is working everywhere.
Well, tell us, I know that you serve in ministry support, but looking at bigger things, or, well, I don't know if there are bigger things. Looking at the
additional
rest,
things.
Additional yeah. things. Looking at the big picture, I think is what I was looking at the rest of LCEF, other aspects of it. When it comes to investors,
sure.
Young investors started about a little over a year ago, or right around a year ago, actually. I think it was.
Yes, just barely over a year.
Yeah, because our son is a year old, and he became a young investor Excellent. Right after he was born.
So I think he was number four. I don't know that. I'm making that all up.
He was probably in the first few. Yeah. Tell us how are things going with young investors?
Wonderful. Well, let me kind of preface this with kind of a guy who works for LCEF statement. You know, I only started working for LCEF a couple years ago, and before that, I did everything. And while I was doing everything, LCEF was kind of, I had this awareness of LCEF. I mean, I knew the letters, and I knew kind of what LCEF was about and did. Now that I'm into it, I don't understand why everybody in the Missouri Synod is not an investor in the LCEF, because the rates are great, and that money does kingdom work. Our emphases of late have been on younger investors, and so we created the Young Investor Club. That's a year old. We now have 5,000
wow.
kids, you know, 0 to 18 years old. Three of my grandchildren, well, that's all I've got. All three of my grandchildren are young investors. The rate is terrific. It's a 3% yeah. rate on the first 1,000 dollars. And you know what it really does? It's not to get investors. It's to create new relationships and partnerships and have an opportunity to educate these young people on what it means to be part of the church, part of making God's kingdom move forward. So we'll be doing some stewardship education through young investors and really helping children learn what it means to respond to what God has given. And we've also started for those who are more than 18, which includes you. We've created a new product called Connect Plus. And this is for new investors only. And new for us means they can't have had an instrument or a vehicle or an account within the last 24 months. So if you had an account 5 years ago and pulled it out for some reason, you're now a new investor. So Connect Plus is an instrument which will pay a 3% interest rate on the first $5,000, which is significant. You have to have, it's got a threshold of $500 to open it, but you can add incrementally all the way up to five, and that $5,000 will receive that 3% interest rate. After that, if you've got $6,000 in there, the next $1,000 will be on the general interest rate. So it's a wonderful vehicle. And everywhere I go, and I'm out all the time, and so I always say to people, well, how many of you are investors? And, you know, only, I'm amazed at how few hands go up. Then I start talking about Connect Plus, and all of a sudden we've got, you know, more hands up in the air. It's a wonderful vehicle.
We receive three statements at our home every month, so... there are three investors. We don't qualify. There are three investors in our home.
Well, so. Andy, we're glad you don't qualify.
we're glad and proud to be investors.
And, the other part of that that I always want to come back to is whatever that money is, when people put that money into LCF, they know where it's going. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to some creation in Nevada or some school in Wisconsin. It's being put to kingdom work. We support the ministry of the Missouri Synod.
And we're grateful that we have that opportunity to make that kind of investment and not just put our money into a commercial entity and not know how that money is used, but we know exactly how it's being used at LCEF.
And you know, my dad is he'll be 90 in 11 days. He's 89 right now. He's going on about 140. You know. But he does not have an investment with LCEF, so
you've got your work cut out for you.
I tell you, he's going to be one of our new investors in Connect Plus.
Very good. Any news on the credit union?
Well, isn't that exciting? I mean, just the whole concept of that credit union, and we've done all our due diligence. Our chief credit officer Tom Book has done just an absolutely marvelously superb job in lining up everything with all the regulations and the regulators, and that's where it sits. We've done all our homework. They have sent some communication back saying, okay, you need to dot this I, and so we dotted that I, and so now we're just kind of sitting and waiting, and there's really no additional news at this point. The we're simply waiting on when,
sure,
not if, but when we will be given the green light to go forward.
So all the background work has been done, waiting on approval.
It's in Washington. Mm-hmm. And without, saying anything.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. Well, how can our listeners find out more about Lutheran Church Extension Fund? They can, to find out more about ministry support for congregations or ministries, how they can become an investor, whether a young investors club or Connect Plus or other ways to invest. Where can they find all this information?
Excellent. The first and obvious is the website, which is lcef.org. And on our website, there's a loans, investments, and ministry support, and you can plumb the depths of that and find anything you want to find. The other thing would be to call our wonderful information representatives at our 800 number, which is 800-843-5233.
I have a question.
Sure.
How do you find the nicest people in the world to answer that phone?
Aren't they?
I'm sure I call with the weirdest questions at times, but they're always very nice, and they don't treat any question like it's absolutely absurd what I call. For example, when I forget my password or other things, that they've been so helpful about with the, getting me to the right person for the roster church worker loan or for a home loan, those types of things. They have been just so extremely kind, even when I don't have all the right things to ask up front. They get me to the right people, and they're always very nice.
Aren't they marvelous?
Yes.
And, you hear their voices, and they sound like they're real chipper and upbeat and positive. Off the phone, they're exactly that same way.
Well, and they always seem to identify with whatever it is, whatever question or issue I might be having.
They kind of
get sure,
it.
No problem.
Yep. Yeah. No, they are truly, truly a blessing to us. And yeah. I think now you just brought up the RCW, the RCW loans, and... that's just a marvel. I have one of those, and it's just a marvelous opportunity for those of us who can take advantage of that.
Sure.
great low interest rate, and we know where that money's going as well. And that's loans for mortgages for those of us who are rostered.
Rostered church workers in a call.
Yes.
Yeah, you can find out more about that at lcef.org. Max, it's always fun to talk with you. I appreciate your time this morning. Our guest has been Max Biesenthal, Senior Vice President of Ministry Support for Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Max, thanks for being our
guest
this
morning. Thank you. Blessings to you all.
Thank you. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the Daily New Testament. Stick around for that and more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO.